government actually are to be congratulated for recognising the need for a step change. That's what we called for, step change in the fiscal regime, essential to make the UKCS more internationally competitive. And really, I think, to be fair, they have delivered on the I'm going to call it lifeline, an essential lifeline to get the industry to start rebuilding some confidence. I mean, they've delivered on the basin-wide investment allowance proposals, which were previously discussed, the supplementary charge reduction from 30% to 20%. We said that was the minimum reduction. Well, they have delivered on that. And that combined with the investment allowances, I mean, that should undoubtedly release new field investment as the oil price recovers. They've actually included a PRT reduction, which is very helpful, from 50% down to 35%, which is very helpful. And that will help encourage investment in the older fields. And then they've, at least they've made a start to an exploration program with the £20 million allocated to speculative seismic contributions. So, I mean, it's really good news for the northeast of Scotland. It's not going to have a big impact in the kind of immediate term. We're into a very difficult price downturn. But hopefully it does say to all the North Sea investors, the UKCS is headed back into being a regime where you can invest with confidence and get a reasonable return.